And cut.
Got your tongue tangled, did you?
Begun the GURPS Wars has.
You've pressed the button.
Yes.
That's a good one. Hi, welcome to GURPS Wars. I'm Beth, and I'm GMing for Io and Crash and Ellie. And last time, everybody got a week off before they hit the holidays. The holiday in question is an old imperial one that I'm blatantly stealing from some people who were talking to my kid on Discord. That is currently known as, well, a lot of people call it the Egg Fealty Weekend, basically. There's Egg Day, where you are supposed to cook. Yes, it's the eggiest time of the year. Oh, no.
I was going to say something similar, and I'm upset that Ellie beat me to it, but not that upset.
You're supposed to cook for 30 hours, boiling, presumably, an egg of whatever type your family tradition demands. And then you present it to your immediate superior liege as a representation of something traditional, possibly that the fruit of your crops belongs to them, blah blah blah, loyalty, blah blah blah. The Empire's big on loyalty. It's a thing. They get weird about it, fealty, etc. You can also present eggs to your master if you're an apprentice, to a prior master if you're a graduated apprentice and you feel like it, to your, you know, head of family, your parents, your grandparents, whatever. Usually the top number of eggs that people have to wind up making is around 3. But, you know. So then there's a day for feasting, celebrating with your family, going out to fancy restaurants, staying in, kicking back with your slightly stuttering droid, eating takeout ramen. And then there's Fealty Day, the official one, where you bring your legal liege a gift. And if they don't like the gift, then the egg that they have saved from 2 days ago gets thrown at you, which is better than, like, pinning them to the ceiling and letting them fall. You know, it's a way of getting out aggressions if people have given you something tacky. So that's where everybody is. And, you know, what are you doing for Egg Day? How many eggs have you made, just to set the tone?
One. Successfully.
I think Ellie wrote it best. One egg is an oof.
And Twi'leks are often reputed to be somewhat French. At least Rylothian accents tend to be.
We look at the first attempt at making an egg, and someone tells Sen, Ceci n'est pas un oof.
Yeah, it is not.
Ceci charcoal. That is the treachery of Egg Day, by the way.
There are also places that you can buy a 30-day egg that pop up all over and 30-hour egg. Yeah, there are 30-day eggs, 30-day ones as well, but
the 30-day eggs are a translation error?
Probably. But some people think 30 hours? No, I'll do 30 days. Anyway, 30-hour egg, you can, in fact, buy it. You can buy it and, you know, stick it in your fridge for a few days if you got it early. So, if necessary, you can pop out and you don't have to get one that may or may not be edible. So, Sen, you've made one. Ran
would probably make one with the help of the droid, although the droid, whose name escapes me at the moment, would likely only be in charge of the night shift, and even then Ran would get up several times just to make sure. There have been cases where limbs and possibly the head fell off and other malfunctions. So, you know, just making sure that they didn't have a point where whatever sensor detects water faltered and they went to add air instead of water to the pot.
Mostly, your droid seems to be doing fine with this. This is an easy task. She doesn't have to move around a lot, but you feel better for checking. Just, you know, in case.
One can't be too careful during the holiday seasons.
And you really don't want to burn down your apartment building.
True. Not like that news story that was passed around last year where somebody decided they were going to deep fry their egg.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how fast a kitchen can catch on fire?
And then they tried to put it out by telekinesis othering water onto the flames?
Wow, that was bad. And then the fire extinguishers engaged all over that sector of the apartment, and everyone's place was filled with fire foam.
The kids loved it, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, fire foam everywhere.
Very serious on-scene reporter talking into the camera about this tragedy and learning experience for everyone about, you know, cooking safety for the 30-hour egg holiday. And you just see kids laughing and playing in the background and carrying on as they try to be incredibly serious.
I mean, that's how it works. So, one egg for you. And Tuxa, how many eggs?
How many masters do I have?
You have one master, and you have your parents if you feel like presenting them with an egg.
Both, I think. Two eggs.
Two eggs. All right.
I will ask Buck and Wade to spell me as the eggs simmer.
Wade has strange emotions about the egg simmering and tends to hover over it when it's his turn. Wade doesn't
Buck
talk a lot.
To spell me.
Buck will spell you. Wade doesn't talk a lot these days. He still has strange dreams.
One imagines.
Yeah, he sort of stays away from all the high places in Dromenkos. One gets the feeling that it's not because he's afraid of falling, but that he's afraid that he might try to fly. But he is definitely loyal because now he is not on the terrible place where sand gets it everywhere, and you have, in fact, caught him in the frequent Dromenkos rain, just sort of standing out there and getting wet and being kind of amazed at all the water. There's water everywhere. Wow. Okay. Egg day and egg presentation goes perfectly well. You get a day where Antux is probably going to be spending it with her parents.
Yeah.
Ran, you probably have parents. I assume you have parents.
My assumption is that my parents would be off-world.
Okay. So you can probably, call them and say hi and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, you're in a military family. The Empire until just, several months ago now, has been at war for years. There are a lot of people around who don't have parents, so it would not be, they basically go to military boarding school type things and get raised as good little soldiers when you have war orphans. They try to find somebody who's related, but, you know.
I imagine that once Ran left home, it was very unusual to have an opportunity where the whole family would be able to just be together. And just because Ran has left the nest, so to speak, doesn't necessarily mean that the parents are out of active duty.
They're probably getting close to where they would be. They're probably getting to the retired to a desk job around now. So you get to talk about that a lot if you want. You know, you probably have a family call.
Probably do.
Sen, you can wander around on your own, get into trouble, hang out in your apartment.
Sen is being mopey and depressed. Aw. They have two friends who are both otherwise occupied, and...
You are more than welcome to come visit my parents with me. I will not insist, but
really?
You may...
They wouldn't throw me out or something?
Of course not.
Not physically.
They would sooner throw me out.
Of course they'll come. And someone is going to... There are going to be many sort of awkward grins. Are those reaction rolls?
And Tux's parents are positively, favorably inclined towards Sen. Because this is your junior apprentice. You're teaching them how to behave properly. That's very good. How have you been doing? I'm glad that someone is around to watch Antuxa's back. That's wonderful. And are actually not as horribly anti-Twi'lek as one might expect many purebloods to be.
Do forgive me for how I talk and behave in front of them. I'm afraid it may be, well, they are my parents.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Mom, Dad, happy fealty day.
Tuxa, darling, and who have you brought?
This is my friend Sen. She's a co-apprentice with Darth Chardonnay.
Oh, excellent.
Sen waves.
A pleasure to meet you.
Then attempts to bow properly and...
Oh, don't be so formal. Come in, dear. Any co-apprentice of our child is a friend of ours, so...
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised you're not out on a dig.
Who, us? Oh, well. We thought that we should stay in this time, make some proper eggs for the counselor. You know how it goes.
Yeah, it has been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yes, and time to present a few things. And besides, it's going to be tax season. That's wonderful. You don't have to try to shuffle anything over. Just find somebody who will listen to the details.
Right. I am not going to exert any undue influence. I just want to make sure that you're taxed correctly. It's,
exactly.
I mean, if it's just decorative, then it's just decorative.
Believe me, we wish it wasn't just decorative. If we were hoping it wasn't just decorative. Here, come over and see. Yes, well.
I would say you should see some of the things that we've seen on our recent assignments, but you really shouldn't. They're fascinating from a distance.
Oh, well, come in and tell us. We can assume that there's a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we technical difficulties lost and took some mom's monologue about how any co-apprentice of their child is a friend of theirs. Come in and have chats, and yeah. You probably get a hug after a moment. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It will suffice. Antux's mom is quite pleased about all this. Antux's father is a bit more dignified, but regards Sen up and down, sort of nods. You know, more reserved, but not, you know, oh, no, this is horrible.
Continues to sit there in her... reclining lazy boy with a data pad and a pipe.
Honestly, that's not far off. Yeah.
It's a really big data pad. He has to open it like.
Yes, it folds down the middle.
Yep.
Reading glasses on the edge of his nose.
Mm-hmm. His robes are a bit more comfortable than formal. You know, they're not terrible. You know, they're appropriate for the holiday, but they're comfy. Sen, you are having a surprisingly nice time with all of these pureblood Sith.
Sen is baffled, but also touched.
Aww.
I think the best part about this is the fact that Ran is not there, so Ran has no knowledge of this side of Antuxa. or what Entux's parents are actually like. I think it is better that we have one member of the party who is ignorant of this.
That's fair.
Meanwhile, Rand gets to hear all about his parents are, you know, working on figuring out where they're going to go for their desk job. They're, you know, they've been in the military long enough, they can pull a few strings and probably get a good planet. What does Rand suggest? How's Drom and Kos? The weather? That's a lot of rain. How's that work anyway? Can you ever dry anything? Etc.
Oh, technology it's has a come a chat. Long way. You can definitely get things dry. Granted, as soon as you pull them out of the dryer, they will be wet again. But they will be dry for a small amount of time. If you seal them up immediately afterwards, you're good. Rand would go over the different worlds they suggest and go through his own checklist of places he's visited as a Sith apprentice. Like, oh, yeah, that place isn't so bad. It's got a wide variety of food selections. It's not too spicy. It's not too bland. No, don't go there. Eldritch Abomination living just under the surface of that world. Probably due for orbital bombardment anytime now or worse. Sphere of Mysteries is going to step in. One of the two is going to happen or possibly has already happened and you don't know about it yet. Don't go there. Which probably Rand wouldn't be able, Rand probably wouldn't be able to say all that.
But, what do you think about Tatooine? You know, it's really dry there.
It is. I mean, the two suns sort of helps with that. But, you know, it's covered in sand. That's going to get everywhere.
Got a point there. Son.
You might think, oh, but no, I'd be living in the city. No, it will still get everywhere. You won't think it will, but it's my last location I went to was a desert planet. I am still finding sand in things that I didn't take with me. I don't know how that works. The droid I have in here, her left leg was filled with sand. She didn't go on the trip. I came back within 24 hours. Her leg was filled with sand. I don't understand why. Neither does she, actually. I asked her.
She was just shaking out your clothes, master, sir.
By pouring the sand from them into your leg?
No, sir. It just happened.
Give me a moment. You know what I'm doing.
You're telekinesing the sand out and into the trash.
Yes, because I need an excuse to open up my character sheet and make a roll. Look, if I level telekinesis other up to 22, I need to have an excuse to use it at least once per session.
Indeed.
Oh, I made it by 10. More.
Excellent. And that's not even a critical success. At your level.
Not even close. There was a 5 and a 4 in that roll. Definitely not a crit success. But yeah, don't even need to take the parts off. It's just like, okay, I'm going to move all the sand from over here to over there.
Right. Okay. So your holiday passes well. I'm assuming that you've all picked up little knickknacks for your master, who is the only one you were legally obligated to give a knickknack to. Or, you know, a nice wine, some cheeses, a good smoked meat or something, spices is the term for Star Wars drugs. You probably don't want to give spice to your masters.
The spice will not flow.
Indeed. The spice is, however, a lot of purebloods like spicy food. Rand, you have been informed towards the end of your family day, the day between Egg Day and Fealty Day proper, that your master wants you to pick up something from one of the spaceport cargo locations in order to, well, it's his gift to Darth Chardonnay. It's, let me scroll up to get
I'm surprised he remembered me. I'm honored.
Well, you get sent, yeah. Lord Istel, who does, in fact, work in Imperial Systems Telecom, which, it's not entirely clear if he actually picked his name for this, or if it was just a happy accident. But he's very tends to be very busy making sure that all of the telephone, well, holocom, broadcast antenna and satellites are working.
In my headcanon, Imperial Systems Telecom is sometimes informally referred to as Darth Bell.
Probably.
I like how after I said that, your microphone activated for like a split second with just a teeny little bit of audio coming through.
Uh-huh. As I was going poof and making noises. It is what you're going to be picking up are 24 Alderaanian honey brandy bottles, which were, let's just say Alderaan hasn't been exporting in a friendly fashion to the Empire. These are probably ones that were obtained when someone left Alderaan.
Ah.
These are, I mean, it's not contraband. It's rare and difficult to find.
Am I of the opinion that Darth Chardonnay would find these enjoyable, or is this something where, look, here's a gift, it's very expensive, and regifting is possibly going to be a thing?
I mean, regifting might be a thing next year. Although it's entirely possible that half of them might get regifted next year up to the Dark Counselor for logistics.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah, it's
you can give away this stuff because Alderaan's going to keep making it. It's a renewable resource. It's like Alderaan's going to go away.
There is that, but the problem is that the Empire is not allowed to go onto Alderaan easily currently. They're a little cranky.
There were a lot of things that we're told we can't do easily.
Indeed.
Those are interesting challenges.
Yes, and there's a non-zero chance that if your master hears you talking like that, you might get sent to Alderaan to do it someday.
I don't say that out loud.
You just think it.
I don't even think it very loud, because some Sith can read minds. This is the player saying it, not Rand.
Oh, well. This is true. Anyway, you have been bid to go to a particular cargo bay. Well, you don't know which one it is until you get there because it hasn't quite arrived yet. So that you can pick it up, like, you know, the morning of?
Oh, I do love timelines like this. Which is to say, I don't love timelines like this.
Yeah, well, you know, if you pick it up that morning, it should be ready at least by the time that it can be presented in an appropriate, well, Darth Chardonnay is having a sort of party, isn't the right term, a event with a buffet where his immediate vassals who are on planet are expected to show up and present him with a gift. It's fairly late. He's busy. So you have several hours if you pick it up early.
Oh, several hours.
Or you could try
that,
to.
That will make up for plenty of time, assuming the shipment is not, you know, late arriving and assuming there's nothing wrong with it, like some of the bottles being delivered broken, or perhaps they weren't packaged neatly and instead were just thrown into the box with a bunch of styrofoam peanuts. Not that we've seen that before.
I mean, if you want, you can just hover around, go hang out at the spaceport alone if you feel like it. You can bring your friends.
Ran probably would show up early because Ran does not like the timeline given. Ran understands the timeline. Ran does not like how there is very little wiggle room for errors in this particular chain of events that has been planned. There are too many moving pieces, some of which might not be moving fast enough.
So the question is, are you going to contact your, I mean, they're not quite co-apprentices, but they might as well be, and ask if they want to come along to the spaceport?
I considering that Darth Chardonnay, I keep wanting to call him Chardonnay, especially considering what I'm trying to pick up. Considering that he is their master, I would probably, in some kind of communication, let them know, hey, I'm picking up something that I have to deliver to him. You know, you want to come with. Yeah, you don't have to. If you got something else going on, that's okay.
Up to the pair of you.
Yeah.
You can send Ran along on this.
Ran might not want to admit it, but Ran... Now, the player is happy with how things have planned out. Ran might, especially after a day of talking to his parents, miss the fact that he's not on the same world as them. And when it was brought up about the weather here, they're like, maybe we don't want to get our desk jobs where we'd be able to see you more.
I mean, your apprenticeship isn't forever. You might get assigned to whatever planet they're on, but yeah.
And he's not probably ever going to say that out loud, but it would lead to him reaching out to what are essentially his closest friends. If your coworkers are your closest friends, you either have the best job or the worst social life. It's possible both. But that would probably lead to him reaching out to his closest friends and saying, hey, I'm about to do this thing where I'm delivering something to your boss. You're not busy. And then Tuxa has, of course, an outfit for Chardonnay's seasonal work function, but will insist on being allowed to put one together for Sen as well. Oh. Ran will not show up wearing any outfit planned other than Sith robes over top of uniform.
I assume Ran is showing up in his fatigues.
With a Sith robe over top, there is a dress code.
Yes. Anyway, it's up to Sen and Tuxa if they want to come along. The spaceport is about an hour out from Kaas City if you take a passenger monorail, 30 minutes if you take a grab a fast air car, about 45 if you hop on the subway cargo transport that logistics knows about, and a lot of other people do not really think about how things get from place to place on Droman Kaas. But you know, there's cargo subways. They're free. You just sort of stroll onto them and you go, hi, I'm logistics, and you know.
If you're going for full Sith Lord, doing what you do without having to ask for permission, you stroll onto it as it's starting to move, so your pace doesn't even change, and you're moving before anyone can think about, were we supposed to ask that? They're gone now.
People who want to travel cheaply and know about the subway transport stuff, if you're trying to put cargo on it, you have to have your paperwork. If you're just hopping on for, you know, going from place to place and you know the thing, you don't actually have to present any ID, really. You just sort of wave to people and hop on, and, you know, there's cameras and stuff, so you aren't messing with cargo that's there, but, you know, it's got a lot of fold-down little seats here and there. If you know things, you go there for cheap. Passenger monorail, you present your, you know, identification and all that. Air car, you have to rent.
There has to have been at least one occasion where one of us took this route and there were other people in the car with us. And the transition shot of just showing everyone riding in the car, the Sith is over on one side, just, you know, being nonchalant. And everyone else is on the other side, trying to not look at the Sith.
That does happen sometimes.
Ram would smile the whole time.
Mostly the only Sith were on... Yeah, mostly the only Sith who go on this place are the logistics ones, or, you know, people who have logistics parents.
So it's an even more rare occurrence.
Yeah.
So people aren't used to it.
Pretty much.
And people don't go, don't go over there, that's an accountant.
They go, don't go over there, that's a Sith. Anyway.
He's probably thinking about how he could murder all of us. And instead, what I'm thinking about is, okay, carry the two, and, oh, Wait, what's the deductible for this one?
Antux and Sin, are you going to respond to the email that your friend and almost co-apprentice has dropped about going on a little trip?
Are we back from my parents' house?
Yeah, probably. You were invited to stay the evening, but, you know.
Yeah, although I am going to pay for the air car.
Air car to the spaceport, or air car?
The long-range one. The swift one. Ah. It isn't a train.
Remember, Antuxa is that character that doesn't think that MREs, expired or otherwise, are, you know, good eating.
I have nothing to do with that. The last time I was on a train, it blew up. I'm traumatized.
You face your fear. Also, the reason why everyone is probably on the other side of the car is Rand did check for explosives in any of the cargo that was in there.
You are, in fact, allowed to futz around with the cargo somewhat because you are a of logistics and
but
a droid possibly inquired for your identification when you started messing with the cargo and then it went away again.
And Rand assured the droid not to worry. Whatever's here is going to stay here. And I assure you, I will not lay a hand on any of this cargo.
Made it by 13.
Yes.
By the way, you're still in private GM role mode.
Oh. Well, you saw the role. That's fine. See.
Yeah, I made it I opened it up again.
So
I said reveal to everyone, because I'm also a GM. Ha! In that case,
players can roll just for the GM to see. This character, this account that I'm on right now doesn't have any GM privileges.
Oops. Here's one of the first of the nifty little maps I did.
Ooh.
There's a hallway with benches and a little toy speeder game that, you know, you put a credit in and your kid sits on it, goes, whee! And, you know, giant imperial symbols in the carpeting, the walkway, etc. Pair of great big doors in front of you where you have been told your stuff is.
I will not ride the speeder game. I will not ride the speeder game. I will. No, I will not. Nope. Too old for that. I have outgrown that.
There might be real speeders somewhere. You're being escorted by a droid who is basically a spaceport administrative droid, goes, sir, and yes, my lord, a lot, who escorts you to...
Oh, that had a sound effect.
Good, it put sound effects on this. The vast, maybe not horribly vast, but it's a pretty big, high-ceilinged, okay, it looks kind of like a cargo warehouse type thing where people have dropped off all of the luggage. Please feel free to look around the, you know, there's crates over there, there's crates over there, there's barrels over there, there's things over in that location that look shiny and sparkly, and there's...
no fewer than two Ark of the Covenants.
Indeed. No, those are actually tables.
I would make the joke anyway, but that icon looks like an Ark of the Covenant.
It rather does, yes. Technically, they're tables. Yeah, there's a lot of statues over there, and couple of chests that are open and have glittery stuff inside and sort of strewn in front of them. And, oh, there's, you know, a set of little suitcases off to that side on the wall. And there's a whole bunch of other crates. And those have, like, MREs and stuff. Some of them are scattered on the floor. You can spot MREs.
Do not tempt me. Get behind me, GM. Anyway, am I of the assumption that this is a large box or a smaller box that I am looking for?
The droid is just sort of striding over at a reasonable walking speed, going, this way, my lord, this way. It is the box over here.
I match the pace of the droid. And may or may not match their gait as well. but only when they're not looking.
The droid comes over and goes, oh, they are out of order. They are disheveled. They are open. Crate is open. Did you, my lord, did you already take the item?
No.
This is the crate.
No, I did not. Well, that would be a problem.
At a crate that is, well, okay, here's the one that has like all the MRE packages, the kind that are in a, you know, package and you pull out bits of food and you eat them, and there's some bottles over there. And there's another crate next to it that's full of kind that come in little trays. Those are the fancy kind. The officers get those. And then there's a crate that's basically full of packing material.
And apparently there is a stuffed toy over here that I can mouse over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had fun with that. Yeah, there's a couple of crates open that have a lot of stuff, toys apparently, and there's a scattering of cards that you can see from your position that have fallen out on the floor, and looks like there's a something else, one of the other crates over that at the north of this little collection is open and probably can't see it easily from your angle, but has like data pads around it.
I can see some rather large toys that have lightsabers. Almost life size.
Sometimes you people want to play with a lot of
time
great
on this map.
Huh?
You spent a lot of time on this.
Thank you, thank you. I had such fun with it.
If only you had included a crate full of the stuff that I'm supposed to deliver to Darth Chardonnay.
Then we wouldn't
have a plot. Well, I am assuming that you have security cameras that are functional.
The security cameras are up there, sir. Points. You can see the security cameras on the map. See on the pillar just to your north.
Wonderful. And where can we review the footage for those cameras?
I will calm someone, sir.
Please do.
Let's see. Oh, that's who I didn't provide. I need a... Oh, I'll just use one of these. Spare. Now, where are you? I will drag out. After a moment, a young woman in, okay, she's wearing a uniform, but it's basically spaceport uniform, comes pelting in, stares at everything, gets the very familiar to you by now expression of void, it's Sith. No. Hands on knees, pant. What happened here?
Somebody decided that they were going to abscond with some cargo. We'd like to review the footage of the security cameras, assuming that they were operational at the time that the absconding occurred, to see what clues we might find.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Let's see if this is one of the ones that has been down for maintenance. She pulls out her tablet. She taps things. She taps more things. She turns fascinating colors of, oh crap, sort of expression.
Oh, I know that expression. Let me guess. It was down for maintenance.
We've been having some problems, my lord.
Did those problems coincide with an uptick in missing cargo?
They haven't yet, sir.
Ah,
my lord.
So this is a new situation.
The cameras in all of the cameras in all of the locations have been out for the past couple weeks.
We?
Yes.
Why hasn't somebody come out here and fixed them?
Maintenance says that they've been trying, my lord, and all that we've been being sent from our maintenance station is a bunch of criffing. Excuse me, my lord. A bunch of teenagers who are barely cadets, if that. And the parts keep not arriving. We've been trying to scrounge things up and fix them, but we hadn't gotten to this cargo place yet. I'm so sorry, my lords. I've been trying to get Maintenance Station Osk to send people who actually know what they're doing. Not even sure the kids have taken their aptitudes yet.
Okay.
Is that so?
Let me...
She is about 5 seconds from falling to her knees before all of these Sith.
Sen wanders over towards the cameras with all intent to begin taking them apart here and now to find out what's wrong.
They are technically above your height. I mean, they're on a pillar and I can't show elevation well. But there are a lot of crates that you could probably have Rand move one over for you.
Or I could just, you know, lift Sen.
I can move crate. Ah!
You are floating your fellow Sith here.
I made it by 12. You feel like you're standing on a platform. The platform is I telekinesis othered your boots.
All right, let me just set this crate back down and
mechanical aptitude by 5.
We should also...
I'm trying to be better at LOP security right now.
Okay, by 5. Made by 10. Not quite a crit, but close. Very nice. This is a camera. It sure is a camera. The pieces of this camera appear to be mostly working, but something has weirdly fried this connector, this circuit right here that would let it talk to the rest of, you know, the monitors where you monitor the cameras from. The camera can see just fine. The monitors, they work. This crucial little piece right here, no.
Does it have any internal storage? Or does it only transmit?
Interesting question.
Also, let us not forget that Intuxa made a psychometry rule by 3.
Oh, indeed. That's a good thing to know. Let me finish up with the... Sen, you think that you actually might be able to get some recent stuff off of one of these cameras? It doesn't have it doesn't have onboard storage per se, but it does have a thing that it does store a little bit before shoving it on in case of power failure.
A buffer or cache.
It has a buffer.
Well, there's a little bit of buffer here. Let's see if I can get something good out of it.
Okay, Antuxa, what were you touching to psychometrize?
Antuxa has crouched down and peeled off one elbow-length glove and is trying to read one of the open crates.
Okay, the crate that you're in front of is basically, you know, meal packet things that you take out, you know, like jerky and whatnot and chips and things. It's got some bottles of nutritional drink. One of the bags has been torn open. Actually, a few of them, a couple torn open. You see a kid in a hoodie opening the crate, reaching in and grabbing stuff out. Oh, look, there's some chocolates down there. You made your gluttony roll. I mean, you are a bit peckish.
I made it by 6. I will not succumb.
You will not succumb. Tempting as it is to grab one of those, and tempting as it is to grab something and stick it in your pocket.
Indeed.
Okay, Sen, you probably still have the mechanical aptitude functioning, unless you want to try to get a better one.
I am not going to try to reroll for better.
Okay, I think you probably still have it for trying to at least freeze the buffer so it doesn't automatically purge it.
Should I spend fatigue to maintain?
That's a good question. Yeah, go ahead and spend one fatigue to just maintain that.
All right.
For the next and roll here.
I will roll L-ups again.
Okay. Made by 4. You can freeze the buffer. There's not really a display in this camera, but you are pretty sure that you've got this thing where if you don't power off the camera, it ought to hang on to this particular last chunk of time.
Okay, buffer's frozen. If that camera goes down, bad things are going to happen to somebody. Don't know who yet. Don't know who'd be responsible. But the issue with the cameras is that the camera part's working fine and the monitors are probably working fine, but the camera isn't talking to the monitors.
My lord, thank you. Are you from technology? Is that how you know? We've been having so much trouble figuring out how to diagnose these. And we shouldn't, but maintenance just says the parts don't come in.
That sounds like a logistics issue.
Does sound like a logistics issue.
Well,
and Tuxa has made a computer ops roll. What is your... Antuxa has made professional skill logistic crit fail. What were you trying to do, Antuxa?
Figure out where the bureaucratic failure is happening here. There is
you cannot figure...
bureaucracy.
A bureaucracy failure has apparently happened. All you've got is what... Okay, Ran.
I made the same
logistics
roll by 2.
Okay, you're pretty sure that, yeah, with a little bit of tapping on a data pad. Imperial Kos City Maintenance Station Osk is the one that should be in charge of sending out parts and probably repair droids at that.
But they haven't been.
Not according to the person here.
Instead, they've been sending teenagers.
That's what she said.
Why? Okay, I don't expect you to have an answer.
That's an excellent question. I'm not sure we have the time to get that answer before we have to deliver the missing cargo.
You did come very early, and the cargo in question is supposed to be delivered fairly late. It's, you know, like a midnight party thing. You know, you're supposed to present it before the turning of the year, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, but travel and searching considered, Rand's first priority would be recovering the goods, laying blame later.
True. I mean, you can always call them up on the holocom.
I mean, yes, I probably could. I will not accidentally speed dial my parents. I will not accidentally speed dial my parents. No, it's not in recents.
What?
It's not in recents. Okay, I'm gonna...
Antuxa, your psychometry has gone kersplit. Okay, Antuxa, where are you at the moment? I've lost track. There you are. Who were you trying to touch?
This operative whose name I have forgotten if I ever knew it.
She didn't give her name.
I just wanted to reassure her, but at the same time, make sure she wasn't leaving anything out.
With the fact that she is panicking, that things are screwed up, and there are Sith here, and she's going to die. She does not fall to her knees and clutch your robes for some attempt at mercy, but this is probably because she's had military training like most Imperials have. And if you indicated that you wanted her to fall to her knees and clutch your robes for mercy, that would probably, she'd do it, you know?
Take a deep breath. Calm down.
Not that kind of Sith, darling.
Of course not, Lord. Of course not.
We don't believe in punishing the messenger. Messengers are assets. Messengers provide information. We're logistics. We appreciate information. Anyway, I'm calling up this maintenance station that was supposed to send stuff that sent the wrong stuff.
Okay.
Can I come down now?
I'm assuming I lowered you after you were done with the camera.
Okay, that's fair.
I would not just... I mean, this does require concentration. I would not just absentmindedly leave you up there. That would be hilarious, but no.
You get ring ring. You get a droid. You present your ID, your logistics. The droid passes you through. Click, click. A little bit of waiting music. Click, click. Someone shows up and goes, Lieutenant Caratrina Kirsta, sir, my lord, what can I help you with?
You can help my new friend here. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Selly.
Selly, yes, you can help my new friend Selly here, because apparently they've been trying to get these cameras fixed for some time, and we were able to very quickly diagnose what's wrong with them, but apparently no one you've sent has managed to do that.
The droids...
They've been trying to get it fixed for 2 weeks, yeah?
The droids haven't been fixing it, my lord?
My understanding is you weren't sending droids. You were sending fresh
I was
recruits.
Absolutely sending droids, my lord. Where they've been
It wasn't
coming
droids
back
that were arriving, apparently. That's what we're being told by my new friend here.
Lieutenant Sully nods very... Nod, dot, dot, dot. Lieutenant Kirsta on the comm goes, I... One moment. She makes typing gestures on her little holo. My lord, we've been sending droids. They report that repairs are progressing.
Well, they haven't been, and now cargo is starting to not get to its destination. Or at least not the intended destination, if you catch my meaning. So this is becoming a bit of a logistical concern.
Where are you going?
Yes, the admin droid has been walking around since his admin droid. I am cataloging the opened crates, sir. My lord.
Yeah, okay, fine.
By the way, I'm going to, at this point, roll a detect lies, hoping that retroactively I can discern if Selly is panicking because worried about the situation she's in, or panicking because worried about the situation she helped cause.
You do not...
I was being suspicious of the droid, sorry.
No, that's fine. The droid is indeed walking around.
I was also suspicious of that, but I think I might be better equipped to detect lies for a human than for a droid.
There is that. Lieutenant Selly, as near as you can tell, when she was explaining that they were sending kids, she seemed extremely... Okay, she was intimidated by all of you lot that kind of messes with your ability to figure things, but as near as you can tell, yeah, she is giving all of the signs of someone who is honestly, okay, things have been going wrong, and they have not yet caused a problem, and now they have caused a problem, and now why were a bunch of teenagers being sent to do the work.
And you can lie to try to get out of the problem, but then you have to remember what lies you told, and lying to a Sith does not increase your life expectancy.
It does not. A lot of Sith are very good at spotting lies and deception, and as near as you can tell, she is not taking any chances that this is lies and that you can spot lies and deception. She seems to be being honest and terrified.
I mean, my detect lies is only 12. It's not 22. So there is a chance, but never mind.
There is
about
a
that.
Chance.
Yes.
There is a chance.
Okay.
No, she's, well, as near as you can tell, she's being very honest and terrorized. And as near as you can tell, Lieutenant Kirsta on the comm is being genuinely baffled because she sent droids and the droids have been reporting that repairs are progressing. But she sent droids and the... What?
Yes, there seems to be a disconnect somewhere, and I would appreciate your help in finding where things are breaking down.
Of course, my lord.
My wondering would be things like, how long were the droids deployed for? Would that match with how long it would take them to get here and return? Were parts being used? What repairs did they say were in progress? Did they come back? Are they still supposed to be here? Because I can tell you, they're not here.
They've been going and making repairs and coming back to base.
Are they supposed to be here right now?
Yes. I'm pinging them. They're supposed to be here.
I'm going to take whatever camera thing is attached to this. I'm not 100% up to date on
Star Wars technology lore. I'm imagining the tiny little hollow emitter that has a grainy blue image.
Yeah.
But I'm taking that doing a pan of the cargo hold and saying, there is exactly one droid here, and he's counting boxes.
The droid looks up. There are delivered droids in the corner, my lord.
Really? Have they been doing anything since they arrived?
They were delivered.
How long ago?
Yesterday. These are droids yesterday, my lord.
I turn back to the communication device. Does that mesh with when they were supposed to arrive most recently?
They were supposed to arrive before planetary dawn.
Which corner are they? Oh, I see them. I'm going to go over and look for... Well, I'm going to try to walk through a wall, apparently. That pillar... It's strong, my telekinesis other is, but not that strong. I'm going to walk over to these droids and look for, like, identification markers so that we can confirm that these are the droids I'm looking for.
Those droids appear to be serving droids that are destined for an imperial restaurant.
Ah, these are not the droids we are looking for. They are an entirely different set of droids.
In fact, not the droids you are looking for.
I move along.
Lieutenant Kirsta on the comm goes tappity-tap, and they should be in the spaceport. I'm getting pings back that they're in the spaceport, and they keep saying repairs are progressing.
Do you have a finer location than just in the spaceport?
Ah.
This is a very large haystack, and we're looking for several needles.
Cargo bay 3? That is a cargo bay you're at.
Well, that would mean that they're here, but I don't see them.
There is off to the northeast there, where the red and black warning thing is, a force field across a door.
Ooh. And I can sort of see through this tiny little spot right here.
Or we could open the door.
Oh, that was a sound effect.
Thank you. I had fun with sound effects.
Well, this is fascinating. Look at that. I imagine that's for picking up very heavy things. For those who need a machine to pick up heavy things.
Looks like a cargo.
Ah. Amateurs. Actually, they'd be professionals. Thank you very much.
Yes. We've had that. Let us pause while you're doing that. Antuxa, you have a terrified... But you have Lieutenant Sully.
My dear, would you describe the teenage maintenance workers?
I didn't see all of them. Maintenance...
I would hope not.
Right. Maintenance was reporting to me, sir, my lord. They were wearing the usual workers' t-shirt and... pants and boots, and they had the pack. They had the carry packs of tools, and they came into places and used ladders to get up to the cameras, and then they went away again. And the cameras worked for a little while. Usually, after that, teenagers. I mean, they looked like too young for their aptitudes, but
naturally. You don't happen to have entry and exit records for them, do you?
A moment. Tap, 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 tap. Let me just make a little... Here? Here they are. Just... They're maintenance. Maintenance from Osk. Maintenance station Osk. She holds out her data pad, hopefully.
I will take it and take a look at it.
Okay. Probably bureaucracy.
Okay. Do I have that? Oh, yes. What is going on with my computer?
Your dice are being evil.
They are.
I mean, to
well,
be fair,
I'm
that's
not
as bad.
I'm going to make a note of the ID numbers.
There
I'm
are.
I'm going to make a note of the ID numbers.
Yes, there are some ID numbers here. You can get the ID numbers for the kids.
Thank you, my dear. That'll be all for right now.
Yes, my lord. I need to start cataloging what's missing.
By all means. I'm sure the droid can help you out.
Yes. She starts walking around sadly. Sen, you have been following the droid as it catalogs which crates appear to have been opened, or anything else you've been doing.
Sen is following the droid, but upon hearing that this is not the droid that was supposed to be delivered, is more interested in what's on the other side of the doors with...
Okay. And Tuxa, anything else that you're doing after you've been deserted is not quite the right word.
What did they steal again? Oh, sorry.
Yes, Antuxa.
Oh, no. Are you still speaking to that maintenance person on your comm?
I believe they rank higher than someone who we would just refer to as a maintenance person, but yes.
I didn't catch their rank.
I forget what rank they said.
Lieutenant. Lieutenant Kirsta.
Oh, they are a lieutenant.
You were the one talking to them.
Well, yes, but you were busy.
I will come over to you. Where are you? My goodness.
We're here. Place.
I do believe I found some more droids. And this is technically still the same cargo hangar. Let's take a look and see if these are the ones. There might be something. There might be a clue to our saboteurs that we can find.
While you look, may I take over the conversation briefly?
Oh, certainly. I hand the comm unit over.
Hello, my lord.
Hello, my dear. It is such a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
I wish this... Yes, of course, my lord.
May I ask you a favor?
Of
course. I have several ID numbers from the people who were coming in to do the repairs here. Would you run them against your system and see who they come up as?
Certainly.
And Tuxa will rattle off the...
She will type them in, repeat them back to you. These aren't anyone in my maintenance station.
Well, that's interesting. Are they in the system at all?
Tap, tap, tap. Not anywhere I can find, my lord.
Fascinating. Well, we need a better ID system, clearly.
I'm not authorized to get... You might be
of
able
course,
to find them,
course.
My lord.
I'll do my loan. I just wanted to check at the source and make sure.
I'm very baffled by all of this, my lord.
Don't believe me. I am, too. Sen and Ren, what are you up to?
I am thinking I want to take a look at those droids to the south that we can see from here.
Yes, you are in a sort of a maintenance, well, place where they can drive cargo hovercraft through and pick heavy things up, and yeah.
And I'm exiting...
I'm thinking that I am probably the means by which Ran wants to look at those droids.
That I would appreciate the company, and... It is a force of will that is having me walk over to them instead of bringing them to us.
They might flail. They're just
not
all
if I do
standing.
It right.
There are half a dozen of them, and they are just standing there.
Well, I love how many episode 4 references we are putting into this one episode. It is glorious. But also, we've been playing for an hour and 20 minutes. Can we take a short break?
Probably. All Does right. anyone object?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I see a little silhouette of a droid.
I'm not going to sing the rest because I don't think I could get on key.
I mean, there is the Sith ability to do thunderbolts and lightning, and it is very, very frightening.
Mm-hmm. I tried to
but
make
no
a,
one has yeah. killed a man today.
Yet. No one has killed a man today. Yet.
All right. You people are wandering over there, I assume? Give me a perception roll just for grins, everyone who's wandering over. Sen by one.
Looking for perception. Why is it perception that I always have a hard time finding?
I don't know.
The irony. The sheer utter irony. I made it by 4.
And Tuxa, you're in the room. As you people are ambling over to look at the droids, there's a little patch of color over by one of those doors that it's a smaller door. Yeah, you know, only about the size of a couple people as opposed to great big rolling metal garage door type things that are on the other sides here.
Oh, I see another stuffed toy.
Mm-hmm.
Also fascinating.
That would be this little splash of color over there.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on that while we go over to take a look at these droids and continue with the communicator saying, right, so are these the droids we're looking for?
They look like it. Can you read off the serial number, my lord?
I do so.
Yes, that's one of them.
Okay, so we can confirm they did arrive. Now let's find out what they've actually been doing.
All right. Antuxa, I'm going to cut over to Antuxa, who has made beeline for the stuffed toy. And missed psychometry by one. Do you wish to spend fatigue to try to make that a make by exact?
I wish to take a moment and gather myself.
Okay. Shall I go back to the droids?
Yes.
All right. What do you wish to know about the droids? Ooh, good seething.
Well, my good friend Sen has offered to come along.
They have their eye lights just quietly humming.
But they're sorry, just Rand. Standing here.
Yep, sorry. I didn't catch all of what Rand said.
I just said my good friend Sen has come along. This is Sen's wheelhouse. This is Sen's time to shine.
Sen, how do you wish to be shiny?
Concerning question. I don't want to be covered in glitter, and I don't want to put a light bulb in my mouth.
Point.
And you don't want to be
these
a rare
droids
Pokemon.
These droids are just standing here?
Yep. They appear to be on.
Okay, I could do this, but Rand, do you want to pick up one of those droids and put it, like, over there? Sen waves a hand at the general.
For you, I would gladly do that. I just need to not click on OBS instead of my character sheet. Because somebody made his character sheet smaller so he could see OBS to make sure it was still running properly, and therefore missed the scroll bar. Because whoever thought making scroll bars tiny, I want to know who hurt them. And also, I made my telekinesis other by 15. I made it by more than most of my other skills are.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. The droid stands there, but is sort of slowly panning its head around and appears to be somewhat baffled that it is now someplace different. Turn, 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 turn. It turns to consider where the other droids are. And Tuxa has made psychometry by 2.
I'm just making that in advance. I'm waiting for the rest the droid thing to play.
No, I think I'd like to cut to that one, if that's all right with you two.
That is a good beat to do it.
Yes. A child dropped it here. And you don't feel like it was done by accident. It was taken out of a backpack and dropped.
Something is afoot. I pick up the toy and examine it
this
closely.
Is a little toy. It's from a toy line you might even have seen. It's a little Nexu that is dressed up like this one looks like it's dressed up as a little soldier.
Dressed up as
a little Imperial soldier.
Ah.
And Tuxa does a search.
Is it plush? Does it have a zipper?
It's basically like a little Beanie Baby. It's
okay.
It's plush-ish, but not, you know, it's fairly small. It's about Beanie Baby sized, you know, 6 inches, 7 inches long. It has a little uniform. You can actually unbutton the uniform, well, unvelcro it. And the arms are stitched on, though, but you could, like, look and see if it has a little hidden gun or anything. It doesn't appear to, darn. It doesn't appear to have anything inside it or a zipper or anything. And how much do you look around at all the various open crates that were in the other room?
With my eidetic memory, I will remember what was in them anyway.
All right, you actually glanced at those things. Okay, you recall that you glanced and there were some other similar toys strewn outside one of the crates, and it looked like the crates had toys in them, a whole bunch of similar ones.
And this was dropped here intentionally.
It was taken out of a backpack and held down by someone's side and just let go. Should I cut back to the droid?
I want to see what's behind this door. And we cut back to the droid.
Okay. The droid appears to be trying to parse the fact that it's not where it was. There are people here, and it's not where it was. It is not, however, speaking.
Hey, so you're supposed to be fixing stuff.
Repairs are progressing.
Okay, great. What have you been doing?
Repairs are progressing.
Yeah, you're busted, huh?
Are you getting this?
Lieutenant on the thing, Lieutenant Kirsta is going, it's in a self-diagnostic mode right now.
Oh, so
it
the repairs
thinks it's
are
functioning.
The repairs are needed for itself, then.
No, that's the you're busted then. It went into a self-diagnostic mode and it thinks it's so far functioning. Got it up on the comm here. Got up on the console here.
Well, follow-up question involves who could have done this. And I have suspicion that my good friend Entuxa has found a clue in that regards. Entuxa, are you wondering what's on the other side of that door that you're looking at?
Indeed I am.
Hmm.
I have pocketed the toy, by the way.
Just seeing the toy go and slide underneath Entuxa's icon like that. Glorious.
That's why I made them icon. That's why I made them characters, because I don't want to be able to move them.
It's adorable. Anyway, the only problem is Entuxa moves and the immersion is totally ruined.
Yeah, well, it fell out.
So, is this a door that I can open, or is it a door that I have to open?
It is a door that, in fact, you can just push open, and unfortunately, it is the edge of the map, so you'll have to go to Theater of the Mind there. It lets out on another hallway very similar to the one you're in that has a large arrow that leads to the glyphs proclaim cargo subway.
Hmm.
There are a number of hover trucks in the hallway beyond.
I'm going to have to get on a train today, aren't I?
Seems likely.
Cheer up, we might have an epic battle on top of it, as opposed to ending up rolling around inside of it.
I didn't mean
to interrupt you, Sen.
I was going to say I don't want a train type of battle. I want a nice, normal train ride.
Then, as you walk away, the droid says, "Diagnostics complete, functioning, not busted," and it starts walking back as you walk away to where it was.
So, Lieutenant, I know you're very busy, and I thank you so much for your time. You might want to send someone to repair the repair droids, now that we know that they are not functioning properly.
Oh, I'm going to send someone to figure out who sliced my droids to just stand around while some bunch of thieves... Apologies, my lord. I do not mean to express my frustration with the situation. Hear it.
You're talking to a Sith apprentice. We know very well that our anger can set us free. In this case, the feeling is mutual. If we should find them before you do, we're going to let you know, I assure you.
Thank you, my lord. Right.
That end, we should have a talk with the other droid, the one in the cargo area. Perhaps it can identify who told it that these were droids intended for delivery to a restaurant.
The ones it was indicating were off in a corner of the...
Yeah, that's a different set.
But I hadn't realized that there were multiple sets of droids.
Yeah.
There's some droids over there.
Oh, sure enough.
There's some down at the south. There's some target dummies.
A Dejarik table? Wow. Yep. This place has everything. Mm-hmm. A sarcophagus.
I think that's a kitchen sink. Wait, no, those look like video game consoles. Never mind.
An Egypt chair. And several Egypt couches.
Planet Egypt. Sorry. Wait, come on, this is... this is Star Wars. You know there's a planet for that.
And I keep thinking that those
sure
piles
Korriban
of...
Korriban is the planet Korriban, for that.
Yeah.
Well, I do think talking to that droid and getting additional information would be an excellent idea. After all, they told us about those droids in the corner over there, but not about this group.
Well, perhaps it didn't know.
That's possible. Question is how likely.
Okay. Everyone coming back?
Is this... I hate to... This seems like a situation where we can get the information via info dump and then cut to us on the train.
If you wish. What information do you wish to get out of the droid?
If people see role-playing opportunities here, by all means. I'm just saying pressing the droid for information seems like something that's fairly straightforward. Does anyone disagree?
Issues.
I'm sorry?
I said no issues.
Okay.
Considering that...
I'm not trying to deprive anyone of something they want to do.
Well, I'm sure we'll fall into roleplay if the info dump has roleplay falling into.
I am certain that right. We have never just instinctively fallen into roleplay before. But yes.
Never, ever.
Info dump us, what does the droid tell us about these droids?
The droid was not aware those droids were there. They are not part of the cargo. And it has no knowledge of them because they are not part of the cargo, and it is a cargo droid.
Well, there we go.
That's fair enough.
Rather circular, but makes sense.
It does not That's... appear to be an extremely bright droid.
It's roughly what I expected to... Mm-hmm. Oh, although I am going to drag Lieutenant... What's her name?
Selly?
Selly, over and show her the line of droids. And say, okay. Those are the droids that are supposed to be maintaining your cameras. Now, if anyone attempts to convince you otherwise, they are lying and should be dealt with accordingly.
Yes, my lord. And no one would have thought to make any comment about a bunch of droids just standing around here. Now, would they?
Of course not.
They just assume that their cargo droids are waiting to be instructed in something. Oh, my lords, I am.
We do not blame you. You are the victim of a terrible conspiracy, and you have been left to hold the bag, so to speak. You are not responsible. Well, and you are responsible, but you aren't the one who did this. And we will make sure in our report that you are not the person named for extraction of justice.
Thank you, my lords. If someone intercepted the droids and sliced them to just stand around and took the credentials that said they were repair and sent a bunch of children, why would they send children?
I suspect the children might actually be the ones who did the slicing. Kids are incredibly bright these days.
I suppose it's possible, but they seem to have stolen a lot of toys as well. Those are mostly empty, and some of the MREs, the food, and...
Toys? Food?
Indeed. I'm very worried some of the artifacts might be gone over in the other corner, but I haven't dared to look except from a distance. That crate of data pads is open.
Oh, Ren.
Stirred around.
Yes.
Do you have a shipment number for the item that we're expecting?
The player has no idea what it would be, but I'm assuming Ren would have it.
Yep. You have a number for it.
Lieutenant, if you do wish to make amends, you do wish to make amends, don't you?
Yes, my lord, of course.
You will personally oversee this shipment and ensure that it is in your personal possession until we return.
The crate. Yes. Yes, my lord. And the box. I will do my best, but that one's the most empty. I thought a bottle of something in the very base there.
I thought your shipment hadn't arrived yet. I thought we were quite early, in fact.
It got in early? I don't know. It says it's arrived. It came in with the toys.
We would have been quite fortunate for it to be here when we got here, if someone hadn't gotten here first.
May I see this bottle of something?
I left it in the crate, my lord. I didn't want to touch anything without permission.
Of course.
I told the maintenance to bring one of the monitors for the camera that my lord there, that you said that it still had a buffer. There's a monitor. Maybe it can be hooked up directly.
Ah, yeah.
Excellent. Ron, what were we expecting?
Bottles of Antuxin honey something.
And Alderanian honey brandy.
I am amused that Rand called it Antuxin because...
Yeah. It begins with an E.
I'm going to just catapult a few people into position.
Wing.
Whee!
Yes, if you go over, you can ascertain... Lieutenant Sully is peering at the droids and noting down all of their numbers, taking pictures with her data pad.
Getting their names, ranks, and serial numbers.
Mm-hmm. Antuxa, there is in fact a maintenance person being watched over by the droid who is attempting to hook one of those cameras. He's got a ladder not depicted.
This does not appear to be a teenager.
This does not appear to be a teenager. This is someone with a beard and in the appropriate, maintenance style uniform for the spaceport. My lords, I'm told that I can maybe pull the buffer off this camera here.
Yep.
My darling, my name is Antuxa. It is such a wonderful pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Krov, sir. Ma'am. My lord.
Krov?
My lord Antuxa.
Did I hear correctly?
Krov.
Krov.
Unless you've got a tech person with you who's better at it.
Oh, no. However, given the strange goings-on, I'm afraid I must see your ID.
Oh. Starts to just hold out his wrist, which is where many, in fact most, Imperial citizens have an ID chip embedded. Pauses. You don't seem to have a chip reader. Pats, pat, pat. Produces a photo ID.
And Tuxa will take a quick look at it and then pass it back.
Looks like him. Gives us a name and rank, which is fairly low ranking. Menevale Krov. Or Krov.
Or Kronk.
Not Kronk, fortunately. Might be a brother. Cousin. I am... If my lords would rather do the work, I can...
I am willing to psychometrize him as I pass the ID back.
Okay, made by three. He came from down the hall. He had a calf on him earlier. He does not appear to have been someone who just popped in quickly to be a problem. He feels like someone who does, in fact, fit the location. He's been here enough. He and the location agree, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So if
Thank
he's
you very much.
A criminal, he's been planning this for a long time. He doesn't seem terribly nervous except for, oh no, Sith.
We've had some people around with invented ID numbers. So I just wanted to make sure.
That's pretty tricky, my lord. Understood.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it. I appreciate you doing this work.
It's going to take me a little while to get it done without accidentally dropping the power.
Not an hour. Time.
I will. Yes. Yes, miss, my lord.
Ran, Sen, the toy by the door in the other room was deliberately dropped by a child as they went out that door, taken out of their backpack, held by their side, and dropped intentionally.
Sounds like the people who are doing this maybe don't want to be.
Indeed, that was my thought as well.
There's definitely a bunch of toys.
And which container was our shipment supposed to be in?
This one over here with the one bottle in it.
Yep, that one right there.
Ah, oh, I missed the bottle amid the
packing material.
Peanuts.
Yeah, it's those like plastic things that are partly inflated, little pods, so they squish, but they keep
it's
things
not even
from...
decent bubble wrap. I mean, decent for what it does. It's not decent for popping individual bubbles afterwards, the stress relief. Mm-hmm. Which is the true reason for bubble wrap.
As you look at the bottle, it does say Alderanian Honey Brandy. It looks like it might be one of the 24.
Either we're dealing with a very large number of children, or they had a very large container to put all of the stolen goods in.
And Tuxa, savoir faire, made by 9. What do you want to know?
Without opening it, does what's in the bottle exhibit the characteristics of Alderanian honey brandy?
It does. This looks authentic. This looks like it was probably looted from an Alderanian noble's stash. Date on it would be back an appropriate amount for honey brandy. This looks like it's good stuff. Not the absolute tippy-top best stuff, but quite, quite satisfactory to give to a Darth.
Fascinating.
Psychometry, made by 7. On the brandy?
On the crate.
The crate was opened up and by a child, a different one, and things were pulled out of their packing. There was this bottle was in a box, you're pretty sure, to start with, and the box was opened, and things were pulled out of it, and then the box was removed, and this bottle fell out.
Fell out?
There was an interior box in the crate. These were packed better. The bottle fell out as the box inside was being taken out itself. And other things that were in here, some more expensive data pads in a different box were also pulled out. There's a faint impression of things being shoved into bags and backpacks.
Extraordinary. But Sam, darling, how do you feel about children being used against their will to enrich others?
I'm not usually a fan.
I thought perhaps that was the case, Ryan.
I would love to meet the ones responsible. To have a chat.
I thought you might.
After all, I didn't get to have the conversation I would have loved to have during our last outing.
Indeed.
I might have some steam to let off about that.
And Tuxa gives the impression that she is only barely, not just visibly giving off sparks. Well, what do you say we go catch a train?
Cut to.
Oh, well. I should probably cut to that then. One moment.
Although we are at the 1 hour 55 minute mark.
That's true, but I'll just load this here map for Grins and plonk some people onto it so that you have...
On the next episode of Dragon Visual. Ball and Tuxa.
In fact, yes, I think that we will just cut to the image of the rather large cargo train. The three of you who have come down probably on a hover vehicle to go, you know, follow the trail, and there's a hover van that's parked right there, and it appears to have a small stuffed toy right next to it. And I think that's where we'll end it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you all for playing, and I thank everybody for listening. And
does anybody have anything they want to plug?
Right. I mean, Eo's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And if you like my GMing, maybe you'll like my writing. It's a possible thing, right? These things, they happen. I actually do have a character who throws sparks and disables cameras. One in Queen of Roses, so you might like that.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of books,
Speaking of websites.
Oh, we're speaking of websites. Right.
I mean, there is bookofgen.net, and Gen is frequently in our games. But in this case, yes, we have websites. Take all of these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, where you can find the RSS feeds for each campaign, including some completed ones, so you can listen to them from beginning to end. Or listen to the first one, then listen to the last one to see what spoilers are there, and then go back and listen to all the ones in the middle. I don't recommend that, but you could do it if you want to. You can also find us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
This is Beth's saying, right. Camera's here, camera there, see me here, just stand right here. Bust. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.